Nolte, Reuters blames Trump for 4 gay men in Africa testing positive for HIV. By John Nolte on June 20, 2025. 4 gay men in Africa had unprotected sex, and the far-left Reuters is blaming President Trump for them testing positive for HIV. This is really something. Headline: Trump aid cuts deal a blow to HIV prevention in Africa. Here's the only part of the story that matters. Reuters spoke to 4 gay or bisexual men in Africa who have tested positive for HIV since January, when they stopped being able to obtain more pills after practicing unsafe sex. Okay, why again am I paying taxes so gay men in Africa can practice unsafe sex? This is absurd. These guys knew the risk, took the risk, lost, and that's my problem? That's Donald Trump's fault? No. I'm sorry, but if you are so unwilling to control yourself long enough to put on a condom, that is not my tax burden. I'm truly sorry you're sick. I'm truly sorry you might die. I'm truly sorry you are possessed by whatever demon brings about such destructive and depraved behavior. But it is not my burden as a taxpayer to subsidize your reckless, stupid, and entitled behavior. On X, Reuters is getting gloriously torched over this desperately partisan, lame-ass attempt at a gotcha. If you think about, and I mean really think about it, there are only a couple of ways: unprotected anal sex, dirty needles, to contract HIV, and all kinds of ways to not contract HIV. When someone chooses the former, the responsibility falls only on them. Once, I was too hasty with a ladder and had it slide out from under me before I hit the ground pretty hard. Is it the government's fault there was no cushion to protect me from my own stupid and reckless behavior? Once, I was too lazy to shut off the electricity and got shocked while installing an outlet. Is it the American taxpayer's fault that there was no barrier between me and the pain? As a taxpayer, I should not be subsidizing anyone's stupid decisions, much less stupid people in foreign countries. Reuters obviously believes it is still 2006 and that this pathetic emotional blackmail, Africa, AIDS, still works. Well, it doesn't. All these stories do now is illuminate how tax dollars we desperately need at home are wasted on ridiculous programs. This story also shines a spotlight on how corrupt the regime media are. Here's an idea. Gay or straight, enter into a monogamous relationship before you both get HIV. Gay or straight, if you choose another option, I shouldn't be subsidizing your bad choices. Unless Trump put a gun to these guys' heads and forced them to have unprotected anal sex, this is a you problem. Hey, I feel terrible for damaged people who play Russian roulette, but no guilt or responsibility. None. Not ever. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.